Today's daf is daf kuf lamed zayin, and we're holding today on daf kuf lamed vav amid beis at the two dots. So we learned in our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the drushas that we made about lo sofik deicha. So we said, just like our law says, or lo say vaday deiches haShabbos, we went through various quotes, including the last cases that we had about Suffolk, about the length of gestation of the Uber and so on. One of the cases that we had was the case of Androgynous. We said, well, Suffolk Androgynous is considered to be a Suffolk. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says an Androgynous is Doche as a Shabbos, and if an Androgynous doesn't get himself a Brit Milah as a Gadol, so he would be Chayef Karet like any other Zakar. Today, the Gemara wants to clarify whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is because an androgynous is indeed a vadai, and therefore he's chaylik on our side, on our assertion that orloto vadai excludes androgynous, or whether there's another reason why he doesn't want to include androgynous in the list of the ptur, or the iser of chilul Shabbos. Omer if she's me, Omer if chista, lo la kol amar Rabbi Yehuda androgynous zacharhu. Let us not misunderstand Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an androgynous is a zachar vadai, and therefore is not included in the miut of arlato vadai doche Shabbat, and arlato safek eno doche Shabbat. There's another reason over here, clearly, because if, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an androgynous is a vadai zachar, she'im ata omerkein, if you would hold he's a vadai zachar, so then be'arachin yerech, why would he not have a erech? And he should be included in the erech of all zacharim. Umin alon delum yerech. How do we know that we do not give an androgynous the erech? The Tanya Erech means somebody made a neder, Erech Hialai, Erech Ploni Alai, and over there the Torah has given certain set amounts that are defined by sex and by age. The androgynous isn't Nichnas Bechlal to the dinim of Erech, not as a Zachar and not as a Nekeva. So obviously if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an androgynous is a Zachar, then why would he not be included in Arachin? D'tanya, how do we know, in fact, that he is not included in Arachin? D'tanya ha-zachar, the Torah, in telling us, v'haya erkecha ha-zachar, mi-ben esrim shana, and so on and so forth. So ha-zachar, the hey is unnecessary. It should say, v'haya erkech zachar, mi-ben esrim, and so on. So Hazachar is an extra hey to tell me the specific, well-recognized Zachar, as opposed to a Tumtum and an androgynous, who are not well-recognized Zicharim. Yochol lo yehei be'erach ish, ava yehei be'erach isha. You might think, fine, so then it's excluding him from a clearly delineated Zachar. But that's only to put him down to the next lower set of values, which is the Erech Isha. It's not to exclude him entirely from the parasha of Arachim. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah continues on to say, Hazachar ve'im nekevahi, to tell me that just like the Zachar has to be the well-recognized Zachar, that is to say a Zachar vadai, so too a nekeva is a nekeva vadait, velo tumtum v'androgynous, in which case he is excluded, or it is, we should say, is excluded from the parshat arachin completely, both as a male and as a female. The only thing that remains to prove is that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this braita, which we haven't proved. And that we will prove now. This braita is in Torat Kohanim, which is, of course, otherwise known as Sifra. And it happens to be Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. The klal is, in the same way as Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so too is a Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. Omer of Nachru Bar Yitzchak Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also have a clear indication that that is the case, and that Rabbi Yehuda couldn't possibly hold that an androgynous is a true Zachar. Because it says in the Mishnah, Ko Kisherim Lekadesh, Chutz Michereshot Vekatan, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no, a Katan is okay, but an Isha and an androgynous is not okay. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda does not give the androgynous a din of a regular male who can be Mekadesh the Mayi, for the Mechatas, to put the Efer Paranzo. Shmamina. In which case, of course, we have to ask ourselves, so why is it that indeed Rabbi Yehuda argues here on our Braita that analyzes the Pusik of Bisar Orlato Arla Vadai, and he says, no, no, Arla Vadai does not exclude an androgynous. Ah, that's because he has a special pasuk that tells us that vis-a-vis the din of Mila, an androgynous is in fact as much a male, legabe chiyuvim, as any other male. Because the Torah goes out of its way to say, himol lachem kol zachar. The kol zachar means even an extended set of zecharim, which would include the semi-zachar androgynous. Here is someone has two children to be mal. So now one of them was supposed to be nimal on Sunday, and one of them was supposed to be nimal on Shabbos. He got them mixed up, and he took the Sunday brit and did it on Shabbat. Since he was not now in a matzav in which he had a right to be doche Shabbat for a brit that is only chayev on Sunday, so he would be chayev a chatat. On the other hand, if he had echad lamul be'erev Shabbat, and he had missed the time, so now it's the ninth day for this tinok. V'achad l'mul b'Shabbat.
Shabbat will be
the ninth. It is the ninth day. It is now the ninth day. He's not allowed to be mal on Shabbat. He has to wait till Sunday since he missed the day. And v'achad l'mul b'Shabbat. And here too, he got them mixed up. V'shachach u'mal et shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat. Now in this case, it's somewhat different, isn't it? Because since he was mal the erev Shabbat, he was mekayim a mitzvah of milah, albeit not a milah that should have been doche Shabbat, but nonetheless, at least he did do the mitzvah of milah. Mashenken in the previous case, where he had the katan that was not meant to be nimol until Yom Rishon, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of milah, not milah bismana, not milah shalom bismana. And so the question over here is, he is called technically a to'eh bidvar mitzvah, v'yasa mitzvah. He ended up doing a mitzvah, but not the mitzvah that was meant to be doche Shabbat. In this case, we have a machloket. Here, Rabbi Eliezer says, nonetheless, he's mechayev chatat. The fact he was mechal Shabbos shelo b'rishus. And Rabbi Yoshua poter. Rabbi Yoshua says, since he was torud here, atirda a mitzvah, and did a mitzvah, so a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the asam mitzvah, is patur.
Would the eighth day, is it chatz a meaningful cut?
This is a big question, which has a lot to do
with
the seventh day. Nobody's saying he was supposed to do it. The question is whether the tirud of the mitzvah, in a case of a siyas mitzvah, patras umchatas, that's all. Whoever was the one that was taking the responsibility for the mitzvah.
father getting makido of the
whatever the case is, whoever is the one that had to do the mitzvah, either as the shliach of the father or as the father himself, then it doesn't matter.
Mitzvah on the father, and he makes the shliach.
There's a mitzvah involved for everyone. And the question is that, okay, if the father is there, obviously he's a deficiency. But the part that he's making a shliach for is on the element of it being his son. But I mean, if you weren't there, Beis Din would do it. It's not that he's not there, there's not a chiyuv to see to it that it's done. But in any event, getting back to the issue over here, the question that Rabbi Yaakov raised was, is there bichlal any type of mitzvah at all? This sugya is very rich in these issues. Because, l'mashal, is there a chiyuv of hatafat dam brit for a pre-shmini mila? If it was nima before shmini, would he then have to be matif dam brit on Shabbat? We'll see. On Shabbat or Bechol. I mean, even that's a machloket.
It was as if he was born in the Malach.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that we'll see as a raya from the Gemara coming up that the Rishonim bring in various directions. There's also, I think, probably the most definitive and realistic answer to that question is actually a briskerov chilek, which is that there are, as usual, shnei dinim, of course, in Mila. One is, there is a mitzvah in the state of being a nimol. And that we see, bichlal, from David HaMelech, versus Lagabi, various chiyuvim, we'll see that the fact that someone was nimol satisfies one element of the requirements of Mila. There's another chiyuv, to be mal, which is the act of Mila itself. The act of Mila, he did not do. Because, as we mentioned earlier, the mashmaut, according to many, is that there's not even an orla before Yom HaShmini. That orla has no din of orla. Therefore, there was no mitzvah at all involved, even in Asarat Orla. At that point, it's a piece of skin with no more meaning than cutting a piece of his ear. It's exactly the same thing. What gives it a halacha of orla? So, Mamela, in terms of that, there was no asiyat mitzvah. As far as the person is concerned, he wasn't imol. And he uses that to answer many contradictions, what appear to be contradictions, l'halacha. But now let's get on to our Gemara. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv, the way we have our Mishnah, is that the first and opening case in the Mishnah is where the child that was Nimol was a Sunday Brit. An Erev Shabbos Brit. An Erev Shabbos bris is not a mitzvah. Therefore, the first part of the mitzvah, everybody holds that... No, I'm sorry, I was right. No, it's Sunday bris, yeah. Everybody holds. He didn't do a mitzvah, so everybody holds that he is chayev. There's no kiyama mitzvah. The machlokus is in the other case where there was a kiyama mitzvah, because l'maisa, the baby, was already chayev emila from Erev Shabbos, yeah? That's the way Rav Huna had our mishnah, exactly as we do. But Rabbi Yehuda had the Mishnah inverted. He took the last case first, in which there was an Erev Shabbat baby that you were mal on Shabbat, mistaking it for the other baby. And now, he is gores, therefore everybody's motor, your potter. So that to him, the machloket is in the case where you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore, there's two different approaches. Either everyone agrees in a case where you didn't do a mitzvah, you're chayev. The machlokes is if you did do a mitzvah, you potter. Or we have Rabbi Yehuda's approach that inverts the Mishnah to read. Everybody is motivated if you actually did the mitzvah, you're potter. So that if it was an Erev Shabbat baby, then certainly if you were Tayyab Bidvar mitzvah and you were Asa mitzvah, you would be potter. The machloket is whether Torah itself without Asiyat mitzvah, even that would be potter. So let's take a look in the Braita that reflects these opinions. The Tanya. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nech leku. This is, Rav Huna Masne Chayev, as the Braita makes clear that our gears is correct. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nech leku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua al-Mishayu lo shnei tinokot echad lamul b'Shabbat v'echad lamul achar haShabbat. V'shachachu malat shel achar haShabbat b'Shabbat shehu chayav. Just as it says in our Mishnah, if his mistake was to take the child that should have been nimal on Sunday, and he was malim today, and therefore did not do the mitzvah's mila, then he would be chayav. Al mandech laku, what is the machloket in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua? Al misha yulo shtei tinokot, echad lamul be'erev Shabbat, v'echad lamul be'Shabbat. Question is, if he should have been mal, one of them on Erev Shabbos, and instead he was malim on Shabbos. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat, because lemaisa he didn't do the mitzvah that was should have been doicha Shabbos. V'Rabbi Yehoshua poter, because he was a osa mitzvah as a toeh. V'shneim lo lamdua ela miavodat kochavim. I'll ask you to refer back to the sugya that we had earlier on Daf Samach Tet, in which the Gemara learns out all of the various korbanot from avodat kochavim, right at the top of the daf. Since it says in the pasuk v'chitishgu v'lotaso et kol hamitzvot ha'ele, and the Gemara has learned out kol hamitzvot is a reference to a mitzvah, that is the equivalent of kol hamitzvot, which is avodat kochavim, and then goes on to say v'anefesh asher taaseh biyad rama, and then talks about the chiyev of korban and so on and so forth, means hukshu kulam l'avodah zarah. All of the chiyuvim of korbanot of shigagot, of any aver in the Torah, is compared to the dinam of avodah zarah, just like avodah zarah is something that is a chiyuv kores, and it's a clear-cut lav, not a lav shebichlalut, etc., etc. So therefore, everybody's agreed that, of course, we're looking towards the similarity to avodat kochavim.
Amen.
It's just that Rabbi Eliezer savar kavodat kochavim, ma'avodat kochavim amarachmana lo ta'avid, v'chi avid mechayev, v'chi nami lo shna. Understand what's the problem here? You did an avera. That's what avodah zarah is. I care about what you thought. You thought God likes you to worship avodah zarah. I mean, what, the point is you did an avera, you're chayev karet, you did it b'shogeg, so you're chayev korbachatas. One could tie to that every time. When somebody's holding a mitzvah, thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So he's very Torah to do the great mitzvah. He holds this thing's a big mitzvah. No. So, Achidami, Loshna, what's the difference? So over here, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He made a mistake. It's the wrong thing. It wasn't a mitzvah. Let him now bring his korban. Rabbi Yehoshua says, well, but hatam lav mitzvah. But lemaisa, over there in doing the avodah zarah, he did not, in fact, do anything that could have been categorized as a mitzvah, whatever he was thinking. And therefore, in this case, it doesn't follow the rule of similarity to avodat kochavim.
Because he's doing a mitzvah.
Because Lamaisi is doing a mitzvah. Therefore, what right do you have to learn this as one of the mitzvot that is similar to avodat kochavim? That's b'chai of you a korban? Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, in our Mishnah, inverts the Mishnah, uses the last case as the opening case, and says everybody is moda that you're potter if you did a mitzvah. Now, he obviously was not following the brayta of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that we just had. He has a different brayta. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer. Lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yehoshua al misha yulo shnei tinokot, echad lamul be'erev Shabbat v'echad lamul b'Shabbat v'shachach et umal et shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat shehu patur. On the contrary, says Rabbi Meir, nobody would argue about the fact that if you actually ended up doing a mitzvah, you would be potter. That wasn't the machloket. Al ma nechleku Al misha yulo shnei tinokot echad lamul achar haShabbat. The machloket is dafka the opposite way that we have it in our Mishnah. The opening case was actually the closing case, which was the machloket Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. You have a child whose chiyuv mila is chal only on Sunday, and instead you went ahead v'shachach umal et shel achar haShabbat b'Shabbat. over there, Rabbi Eliezer is Bechayev Chatat, Rabbi Yoshua is Poter, and Rabbi Meir also explains, Shneim lo lamdua elami avodat kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer savar, since avodat kochavim provides the model for all of korbanot. So just like avodat kochavim, amar rachmana lo ta'avid, v'chi avid mechayev, achinami lo shna. Again, what's the difference if you were thinking about a mitzvah? It's not the issue. Rabbi Yeshua says, but hatam lo torid mitzvah. Hocha torid mitzvah. Fact is that the thing that caused you to come to the Shagoga, which generally speaking is that which is mechayev you, because after all we see clearly on Shabbat that it is the issue, which is the Shagoga that determines whether you're going to bring one korban or whether you're going to bring korbanos on each one of the malachas. So that means it's the nature of the Shagoga that is central to defining the chiyuv of the korban, correct? So if that's true, we have to look to Avodat Kochavim and say that over there, whatever was driving you, it was your own thinking. You may have thought you're doing a big mitzvah, but the point is there was nothing there that was mechayev you to think about a mitzvah. In this case, however, you had a child to be mal today. There was something that was forcing you to contemplate the chiyuv of that mitzvah. In which case, a shigaga, which is a direct result of pressure caused by a real mitzvah, as opposed to an assumed mitzvah in your own mind, that we never see the Torah was mechayev you a korban chatat for, and memela, I now learn from Avodat Kochavim that this does not follow the model correctly and is not going to be mechayev you a korban chatat.
Tirda, you didn't do the mitzvah.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the whole point of Rabbi Meir. Everybody is moda if the fact is that you did the mitzvah. It certainly doesn't fit the model. The question is whether we need to take into consideration the ostensible mitzvah, because that was the source of maybe it's only the fact that it was an ostensible mitzvah. But if there's a true mitzvah, then that's the source of the Ninochinami. It's not similar. In a sense, you could call it that, but it's not the type of shagaga that the Torah was mechayev you on. You don't need to say it was more necessarily of a shagaga, but it's a shagaga that was driven by concerns for doing mitzvahs, not for a sense of laxness about mitzvahs, which may be central to what the idea of a korban on shagaga is. I mean, obviously, depending on how we learn the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, we have a different appreciation for the nature of shagaga, correct? A Torah bedvar mitzvah is going to change our entire relationship to what shagaga is or what element of it is mechayev. This is not a small question. Okay. And it, by the way, it's also not coincidental, clearly, that the issue is raised, particularly in terms that are so primal. Avodat Kochavim, Mila, the very issues of Knesa Labrit, acceptance of all mitzvot. And I mean, these are precisely the places where you would expect to see defined, which is why Avodat Kochavim is the model for the nature of Karban. And therefore, it connects directly to Brit, which is fundamentally the Brit connected Avodat Kochavim. Barnea, in one word, can give you 40 years of research, and I need to think about that. So this is the Rabbi Meir's approach to the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah, and that is the approach which is reflected in the inversion of our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda does to make it work out aliba to Rabbi Meir. Tony, Rabbi Chia. Now here's a fascinating braita that Rabbi Chia quotes of Rabbi Meir, which seems to include an internal contradiction. Omer haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua al misha yulo shnei tinokot, echad lamul be'erev Shabbat ve'echad lamul b'Shabbat. V'shachachu malet shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat shehu chayav. Woo! Now this is a new one. Here we're saying everybody is agreeing that if you did a mitzvah, that you would be chayav. Alman dechleku, they were only arguing about a case where you didn't do a mitzvah. Which is absolutely mad. I mean, that can't be the case, right? We're missing something here. But certainly what it seems to be saying is, Alman dechleku, Almisha yulo shnei tinokot echad lemul achar ha-shabbat, ואחד למול בשבת, ושכח הוא מלת של אחר השבת בשבת, שרב אליעזר מחייב חטאת, ורבי יהושע פוטר. That's crazy. How could Rabbi Yeshua say you're potter if you didn't do a mitzvah, but you're chayev if you did do the mitzvah? For this, the Gemara, wait a second. Ask the Rabbi Yeshua, say for the loka avin mitzvah poter, reisha deka avin mitzvah mechayev? Am I missing something over here? The case in the Reisha was a case where, since the child was meant to be nimal on Erev Shabbat, you were mekayim a mitzvah, even though you should have done it yesterday, and you shouldn't have been mechal Shabbos for this child, but lamais you did a mitzvah. But the second case was a case in which the child was not meant to be nimal until Sunday. So then you didn't do the mitzvah at all. And there he says, you're potter. How do you explain that? Answers, Amidave Rabiana, you don't understand. The ratio over here means you mixed up the kids. And you took the Shabbos kid on Erev Shabbat, and only the Erev Shabbat kid on Shabbos. You see? And that's true in the whole prize. You mixed up the kids. The thing is that since you couldn't go forward in time, you didn't do the Shabbat kid on Sunday yet. You're still gonna have him to do. But you did do the Sunday kid on Shabbat. And that makes all the difference in the world. What is that? So since in the Reisha it says you mixed up an Erev Shabbat kid with Shabbat, I mean, that means the way the simple reader would have taken it. You inverted the kids. You did the other kid on Erev Shabbat, who was supposed to be done on Shabbat, but now you're left with the Erev Shabbat kid. So therefore, you did not have a Mila that was supposed to be done at all on Shabbat. Masha'enkein, if you mixed up the Sunday kid with the Shabbos kid, since you're stuck in time, you did have the other kid, because it isn't Sunday yet, so your Shabbos kid is still here. And that kid was supposed to be nimal on Shabbat, so there was a mitzvah extant, and that extant mitzvah confused you. To say that the fact that you believe there was a mitzvah extant is no different than what we talked about earlier, which was an ostensible mitzvah, a self-created mitzvah, which in this case simply doesn't exist. So the mitzvah either really is there or is not really there. And since you had already been mal the Shabbos kid on Erev Shabbos, you took away the mitzvah. There was no mitzvah at all today that was meant to be Dorcha Shabbos. Therefore, since no such mitzvah existed, so lo nitna Shabbat liyidachot. And since Shabbat was never given Lidachot, why would you be potter? Masha'en came the Seifa, where you have an actual child here that is meant to be Nimal on Shabbat, and you thought you're going to wait till Sunday to be Malin. The bottom line is that there truly was a Shabbat Lidachot, and that's what the mitzvah was. So that true mitzvah that was actually present, not in your mind, that is that which potters you. Omele Ravashilur of Kahana. But, I mean, does that really matter? I mean, Reishanami nitna Shabbat lidachot lekapitna kota alma. I mean, it's still certainly true that the fact that a person believes that there is a Chiyav Mila, that Chiyav Mila truly is Mechayav Chilul Shabbat. I mean, you're right, you got the kids mixed up, but it's not that you're making this up. It's not ostensible. It's not an outgrowth of your own projections. Says the Gemara, well, that's very nice, but Lahai Gavra, Mia Loit Yahiv. That mitzvah was not given to this person to do, and the Shagaga is a function of the person, because that's how we were learning it out. It's the pressure of a actual mitzvah on a person which caused him to be shogeg in Chilul Shabbat. There was no actual mitzvah. The fact that he wanted to apply the chiyuv of Chilul Shabbat, which other people would have had today, and say, ah, that's what's bothering me. No, that's not what's bothering you. It's what you think is bothering you. So ultimately, it's all projection, and therefore there's no ptur on Chilul Shabbat.
What should there be? No bris at all on Shabbos?
No bris at all. In the case where he mixed the kids up. Obviously. Now here is the question, which is basically being raised here by our dear president, as usual, and that is, would there be a chiyuv of hatafah done? So the Rash brings a raya from here that a kotel who is nimo before its time is not chayev in hatafah dan. Because if he would be chayev in hatafah dan, so then Shabbat is nitna lehidachot etzlo. Because you would have to be dochah Shabbos for hatafah dan. To which, of course, this is all part of the question of what is the chiyuv of hatafah dan, which we've never been able to clarify. To which, of course, others respond, even if there was a chiyuv of hatafat dam, who said that it would be mechayev chilul Shabbat? That was the pshat in the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel we had, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKafar. So memela, you can't bring a raya from here that a katna was nimo before, doesn't require bichlal hatafat dam. Okay, there's so much Torah written on this. So we could begin and never end. I mean, any young father who has to give his bris mila Torah, I mean, this is one of the favorite sugyas. So we'll start getting into it over here. But there's a lot of very, very fast and fancy footwork in this particular thing. I mean, you're talking about some really good dirty dancing.
Somebody who is 7 days and the mitzvah hasn't come yet, as opposed to somebody
already
has the mitzvah but it's not his mother.
None that I know of.
Huh? Why not? Why is there a difference in terms of Shabbos between there is already the mitzvah?
Because we're not interested in that. We're talking about the real mitzvah here. Nobody ever suggested that the ultimate need to do a mitzvah is an excuse to be mechal Shabbos. The Torah tirda the mitzvah is the reality of the child that does need the meal, and not the fact that you thought that you needed to be mal this child. That's what comes out at the end of the sugya. That's the whole point. Katan nimo l'shmona l'tish'a l'asara u'le'achad asar u'le'shtem asar lo pachot v'lo yoter. You can have cases where a brit milah is done on the 8th day from birth, the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, the 12th day, but never before and never after. Okay, son. Let me explain this to you. Kidarko, in a normal case, as a cotton, is nima l'shmona. But suppose he was nolad l'bein hashmashot, and this may indeed be only the 7th day, because we're not sure if he was born maybe a minute before the beginning of the next day. Therefore, we're not going to take a chance to be malim on the 8th day, because maybe the 8th day is the 7th day. Therefore, we'll be malhim on the 9th day. But then the problem is, if that 9th day is Shabbat, because he was born Thursday night, then we've got a problem, because we're not going to be mechal Shabbos as a suffix. Maybe it's the 9th day, so we'll have to wait until the 10th day. But suppose the 10th day was Yontif. So then we'll have to wait till the 11th day. And suppose the 10th and the 11th were the 2 days Yontev of Rosh Hashanah, then we're going to have to wait until the 12th day. But that's the maximum that you can get. So hot keitzad, kedarko leshmona, nola deben hashmoshet nima letisha, possibly, because in other words we're looking at the possible outcome as far as what was bothering you, ben hashmoshot shel erev Shabbat, nimol la'asara, possibly, and liyomtav achashabas nimol achadasar, shnei omim sherosh hashanah nimol shneimasar, and therefore you can, under normal circumstances, come out with a 8 to 12 day milah. Of course, this does not include, says the Mishnah, a katan hacholeh, a katan who is choleh. There we're not talking about when the zman of the milah is, then we're talking about when the possibility of the milah is a completely different issue. Ein mo'alinoto ad sheyavri. You only give him a mila when he gets well. Now, obviously, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that where there is a sakana, that we're not mal the child. It's obvious we're not going to be doch even the furthest suffix of sakanat nefashot to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's, of course, ridiculous. There is a new chiyuv here that the Mishnah is telling us, which ends up having immense changes lahalacha, and that is we do not want the child to be out of danger. We do not need to identify specific effects of mila on a child who is sick. The point is, a sick child, whether it is considered to be dangerous to be malhim or not, does not get a brit until he is well. And well means beyond the effect of any illness. Somebody who has gone through a recuperation period, even if we haven't noticed any illness. You're going to say, I'm taking off a week to recuperate. So the boss is going to say, bring me a note from the doctor on the sixth day as to what the symptoms were that you still required recuperation from. The doctor will say, you're crazy. Recuperation isn't to deal with particular symptoms. Recuperation is to put the system back in normal order again so that there wouldn't be any remnants of some residual effect from choli. That's what Achi Avri means. In which case, when the child gets well, he still can't get a brit milah. And this is even when there was no specific counterindication to milah in any way. So the illness, child has a fever, that's it. No milah. The next day, no fever, no milah. 5 days later, no fever, no milah. He has to completely recuperate, as we'll see, 7 days recuperation, and then he can be nimel. That's what Achi Yavri means.
And that's not considered bismano.
It's not bismano. No, that's why it's not included in the cut nimel. But that's the din as far as being docha the milah. Now, some learn from here an interesting question. I mean, it's very nogel, Maisa. How about Shnei Yamim Shel Yontav Sheni Shel Golu Yont? Why do we take Davka Yontav Sheni in terms of Rosh Hashanah? Because, I mean, this is such a common thing. Yontav comes out in Chutz Loretz after Shabbos. You have 2 days. So you would wait until Shnei Misret. So some learn from here that indeed a Mila of this case, a Suffolk Mila, Bismano, would be Teichi Yontav Sheni Shel Golu Yont. Others say, of course, how can you bring a riot from a Mishnah which is written in Eretz Yisrael where the only Yom Tov Sheni was Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah?
Except in Yerushalayim, maybe, right?
Whatever, but I'm saying we're certainly not going to bring a case of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golu Yot. Maybe it'll be the same thing. But others, Taina, like very interesting Taina like this. Bishlema, if we have put off the brit already from before on Shabbos, we put it off. Once it's put off, it's not docha. But how about if it wasn't put off already? How about if Yom Tov Sheni is the possible ninth day? So then what are we going to say? Miss the possibility of doing the bris bismano, which may be the ninth day, because today may really be the eighth day since it was born Ben Hashmashot, because of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliot. This is a big machlokes hapeskim. There are those who hold that a ninth day mila is indeed deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golu Yot.
Could you have funerals in?
Well, we don't. With goyim, with goyim.
There's no suffix.
Huh?
There's no suffix on the funeral.
On the funeral? Well, you know, they say nowadays that all the funerals are besuffic. I mean, maybe the doctors, you know, decided he was dead beforehand. I mean, depends who you ask.
So why not on Shabbos?
For the ninth day.
This is a suffix.
But it's either the eighth or the ninth.
Life insurance.
So, but I can't be doctor if it's the ninth. No need me Shabbos lidachot. But why the rabbanon? Why the rabbanon would be maimed divrayan? Can I get a chiyav mila?
So the suffix there would be suffix first day of Putzlords,
Yom
Tov Putzlords, and the second day of
Putzlords,
there would still, you wouldn't do it on the second
that
day.
It sounds to me like you're confusing yourself again.
It doesn't take me that much. Okay, you know, I don't
if you wouldn't mind going through the first part of the process, which is your own confusion, before confusing the rest of us, it would just save a lot of time. First, get it straight in your look, we're trying to do tshuva here to try to get through this stuff more rapidly. There's people who only have a half an hour commute. Omar Shmo, Chalatzato chama, his fever disappears. Nodim lo kol shiva lahavroto. Havra'a is not refuah. It's a different din. And he requires 7 days of havra'a from the time that he is medically over his illness. Iboyelo. When you say 7 days, you mean 7 24-hour periods? Or is it just a din in the day? Meaning it should be the eighth day after he got well. Tashma, the Tani Luda, Yom Havra'ato ki Yom Hivaldo, the day of the Havra'a is defined the same way from the day of birth, in the same way that from the day of birth you require 7 days until the eighth day. But it's not mi'et li'et. So too, that's what seems to be saying. So too, from the day in which he is well, that's looked at as the day that he was born. So that means on the eighth day from that day, even if it isn't 24-hour periods necessarily, l'chora, so my love, my yom hivaldo, lo be'ino mi'et le'et, af yom havra'ato, lo be'ino mi'et le'et. It would certainly appear that it would be the same as the birthday, and it's the eighth day, however many hours that means. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, he may just be saying a simon l'davar, that havra'a is looked at in the same way that the Torah looks at birth trauma. In other words, the Torah is saying, look, for 7 days, leave him alone. So too, there's a trauma of illness. For 7 days, leave him alone. But that's not necessarily saying it's precisely the same. I mean, it may be that over here we would have to be makbid on eight la'eit. So it could be that adif yom havra'ato mi yom hivaldo, dilo yom hivaldo lo be'inan mi eight la'eit, v'ilo yom havra'ato be'inan mi eight la'eit. No. Elu hein tzitzin hame'akvin et hamila. Now we talked before where someone was doing a brit. The case was that he was doing a brit on Shabbat. Lo silek et yado, his chozer even on tzitzin shenamakvin, etc. Right? We compared it to the din of the Karban Pesach, when we said it's not the same because here you have a din of zekei levi'an ve'u. We never explained what tzitzin hame'akvin et hamila are. So now it's time to, now that we've done the makshirei mila, we got to the mila, and now we're up to the tzitzin hame'akvim et hamila, which leads us to the brachas on the mila, and so on, which will conclude our perek, for which Sabbat Josh has been practicing now a whole week. Elohim tzitzin hame'akvim et hamila, basar hachofe et rov ha'atara. The shir is to have a strand of skin, and we'll see even this is, even if this is only in terms of height as opposed to width, but as long as most of the height of the atara is covered with a piece of skin, he is not considered to be nimol and cannot eat truma. What precisely the atara is a machloket rishonim. Rashi learns that the atara is the raised area of the glands from which the penis comes down now to a point, or to a head, in Rashi's terms. Hello? Others learn that the entire glands is included in the word atara. So according to Rashi, and the many who follow him, tzitzit ha-ma'akvin et hamila could be a tiny strand of skin, barely visible, that is high enough to simply cover the raised area of the penis, which is very, very small. So it would be easy to make a mistake and have tzitzit ha-ma'akvin et hamila. If this child is exceedingly fat, so that the penis seems to be covered with the fat of the shaft, so then we cut off a little bit of extra flesh around the atara to make it look as if he was Nemo, because otherwise it's always going to look as if he's got a foreskin. Mal velo parata mila ki ilu lo mal. If you did mila and did not do priya, as we've explained earlier, there are two separate issues over here. One is an actual piece of skin, which is an extension of the shaft that sort of just hangs over the atara. And then you have an actual protective membrane that is attached around the glands. So you might have thought, Tosis asks, what's the point of saying this? I already said Basra Chofetz Rova HaTorah. But clearly the Mishnah wants you to recognize that the membrane of the Priya, the Or HaPriya, is also considered to be exactly the same as the Or of the Orla, even though it has a tendency to disappear in time, which we see in the Torah about the meal of Yishmael and Avraham, of Avram versus Yishmael, right, that he was a Zarkain, so already was, he had no Or HaPriya for Avram Avinu. So there it's Kiyulu Lomal.
Is it see-through?
Yeah. It can be. I mean, that was our case of Orla Kvusha. It can be see-through.
Because the Moel says when it comes to collect his money, Malo lo paradu lo malo.
Good timing. Of course, it used to be that that meant that the Moel has to pay. My grandfather, Zatzal, was the only Moel in Svat. Not because there weren't miles by the dozens, but he's the only one who was the only one who could afford being a mile, because you had to pay. The mile had to pay for the mitzvah. And since it was very tough times, he was the only one who had enough money to be the mile. So things do change. So malvel opara, just like the mila refers to the mile, the priya refers to the mile. So therefore, if the mile hasn't paid, it was kiva loma. That's exactly what it was. Omer Ravina, Omer Rav Yirmiyah bar Rava, Omer Rav. When we say basar achofet, we mean basar achofet rov govha shel atara. Means most of the height, not most of the circumference, and therefore even a tiny little bit of basar is easy to get in the way. Im haya ba'al basar, if he is very rolling in fat, then we're mitakein. Or meshmul, katana misurbal bebasar. If you have a child who is exceedingly fat, the only way to check the requirement for a tikkun is ro'ino to kozman shemitkasher. First of all, you have to wait until his penis is erect, because otherwise you can't judge a nira mohol or eno nira mohol, because anybody could be eno nira mohol. So eno tzarich, if he's near a mohol with an erection, so then eno tzarich lamut. But im lav tzarich lamut. If even with an erection he does not look mohol, note the word near a mohol, in other words, clear cut near a mohol, then at that point you'd have to be mal. Bibatni tatana, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Katana mesurbal bebasar. Look at the difference between the way Reb Shimon ben Gamliel puts it and the way Shmuel puts it. Both of them agree that you can only measure this with an erection. So kozman shemit kasher. But instead of saying niramo, he takes the other approach. If he's eino niramo, tzarech lamula. If he does not appear to be nimo, if he looks like an oral even with an erection, so then he requires mila. Mashenkin, what Shmuel said is that he has to look mohol. May beinayu, heke beinayu, nira ve'eno nira. The question is on the clarity. According to Shmuel, he has to be nira mohol. If I have some doubts looking at this child until I look carefully and see that, no, this is not really or from the orla, so then that's enough to require a tikkun. Masha'enken, according to the Braita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is saying, it has to be that he's clearly near like he isn't mohol. That would be my reaction. So there I need to be mitaken. But if he's nira ve'eno nira, and I'm going to have to be more careful about my determination, then you don't have to be mitaken. Mal velo para. So here we're finally finishes the Mishnah, the last enem of Mila, and we get to the brachas of the mila at last. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamolo merasher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al hamila. Avi abeno merasher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahachniso b'vrito shel Avraham Avinu. The question is whether lahachniso is mashma to come, which is what caused some people to reverse the Seder of the Brachas and to change the Girsa, to say the Avi Ben says, Lehach Nisol, and then the Mila takes place, And the Mal says, Al Hamilah. However, as Tosis brings the history of this whole thing, the Rabbeinu Tam made a campaign to put things back to the ways it was in the Gemara, and that it's meant to be the Mal first. The Bracha of the Father, as we'll see, is a completely different concept, and we'll get to it in the Sugya of Milas Gerim in a moment. How Dim Sham Omrim, Kishem Shenichmas Lebrit, Keni Kanes Letorah Lechupa, Lamaasim Tovim. And then besides that, there is a Mevarech on the event. The Mevarech says, Asher Kidesh Yedid Bibeten, V'chok B'Sheir Osam, V'Tzeetzav Chatam Ba'ot Brit Kodesh, Alkein B'Schar Zot Kel Chai Chalkeinu Tzureinu. And here, of course, we have the modern He'd love to yod about whether to say tzavei la'atzo yedidu sherinu mishachas, as it appears in the various sidurim, or whether the correct gear says the yavit says it's tziva la'atzil sheira, because this is not a brocha that is a tvila and bakosha al ha'atid. It's rather a definition that a kodesh brocha was mitzave to save anyone who had a brit milah from Gehenim. Because he also says, gamad v'dam britech, which was the mocker for that Rashi had brought before for the din of Dambrit, Shilachti Asiraich. Asiraich means those who were caught in Gehenom. Mibor Ein Mayimbo, into the pit of Gehenom. So that means he was already mitzaveh, tziva lahatzil, as a standing. And therefore there's no need to be bevakesh, tzaveh lahatzil, unless you see it as a general tefillah, but that's, and that means it's not a reference to any particular thing. Rashi Gufa brings the pasuk here and the medrash about that anyone with a brit milah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Eime, and Matzil, Avram is has a duty there, and he doesn't allow anyone into Ganon who has a brit milah. So, very likely the nesach is tziva. In any event, Baruch Ata Hashem yens koreit habrit. Why? Because this is a brocha ruchah, since it seems to include other inyanim in it besides the specific nekuda of the brit. Hamalata geirim omer, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedeshanu mitzvasav v'tzivanu al hamilah, like any other mayo. And then the mevarech in this case says, asher kedeshanu mitzvasav v'tzivanu lamul et hagerim, which is strange, because where is there ever a mitzvah lamulat agerim? Do we have a chiyuv? What does this come from? The Rosh says a very interesting thing. The Rosh says this is a part of the mitzvah of ahavat gerim. This is shaykh, he's not Jewish. What do you mean ahavat gerim? So the mefarish the Rosh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah as an ahavat gerim, it's clear that he is ayev gerim, as the Rambam says. So if he's Oev Gerim, that means that it is Ratzon, that we be Machnis, someone who wants to be Nichnas Lebrit, in which case we're doing his Ratzon, in bringing the Ger into Brit.
The whole hetero of Gerim is the source of people can convert to...
The hetero is a different issue. It's just, that's not a hetero. It's learned out from Har Sinai and so on, Mahatem and so on and so forth. You know, with all of these things, Afladeiris with all of these things. But the question is, there a mitzvah? You're telling me it's a mitzvah, the mulat agerim. V'ahav mevarech omer again, asher kishana b'tzavah b'tzivana l'mulat agerim v'la'atif mehem dam brit. Oh, question, why are we masker dam brit dafka by gerim, not by the... So some say because it happened so often that a ger was already nimble surgically. Yeah? So therefore you have to be masker dam brit. Others say a very interesting thing. That since when you're mal ager, generally speaking, he's not a child. He's already older. So when you're mal ager, he's worried. So you want to encourage him about the value of a little bit of blood. It's not the end of the world. And so on. So he's okay, like this. As you mentioned, Mahatif. I think the first starts is a little bit more. That's right. The old excuse. Yeah, it's interesting that there are those who say that hatafat dambrit, there's no shir to hatafat dambrit. Hatafat dambrit, like the Chazanish says, means whatever would be called a chaburan Shabbos. That doesn't mean that you literally need to have blood that came out of the body, even as Srita, which the dam is Nitzra V'yomid. Chabura is a chabura. However, the minhag is, many bring that, many bring up meisim, in which Bezdin insists on actually seeing some blood. Which is a whole shaila, whether you need a tafas dam bris b'fnei Bezdin. That might be as much, but there's actually a tafas dam bris b'fnei Bezdin. Yeah.
Isn't it a question of two locations?
The two locations, yeah. Yeah. Again, we spoke about this, you weren't here. We talked about the locations. The Chazon Ish claims it's just pure Chabalah and Baal Tosif to do more than Hatafa from the Atar. Baruch Ata Hashem, Korei Tabrit. Hamalat Avadim Omer Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Ala Mila. Hamavarech Omer Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Lamulat Avadim Lahatif Mehem Dambrit Shemalei Dambrit Chukot Shemayim Vartzon Itkaimu Shinemar Imlo Briti Yomam Velayla Chukot Shemayim Vartzon Samti. Baruch Ata Hashem, Koreit Habrit. And this, of course, here we could say that there's a real chiyuv. Here there's no question. An Eved is you lead by it, Miknat Keser. That's a fair shapasek. On this, there's no question why we say Asher Kedushanu Tzavet Sivanu. Hadron Alach, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila.
Lead Neder, Amdun the Heineke Perer.
Rabbi Eliezer, not of Mila, says. Tolim et HaMashmeret. Well, of course, we have two Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, so we just want to make sure when somebody says, Beperek Rebbe Eliezer, which Perek Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer the Mila. But just to make 100% sure that we won't get confused, we call this Perek Tolim. Okay. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Tolim et HaMashmeret b'yom tov v'notnin l'tluya b'shabbat. There's a number of different issues that are involved here. First of all, remember the nafkamina between Shabbat and Yom Tov is that on Shabbat, things that are tzarech ochel nefesh are mutter to be done, even though they would be considered a melacha.
On Yom Tov,
I'm saying. Not on Shabbat. Did I say something? Working into it happens. So on Yom Tov, tzarech ochel nefesh is mutter, and on Shabbat, it's aser. What are the issues that are involved in this particular case of Tolin et HaMashmeret? Well, first of all, a mashmeret is basically a little piece of material that you would put over a barrel. So if you pour the wine through it, you're basically being misanin the wine and it, as it goes into the barrel. But it also, when it's a question of Bayra, is this being doing Bayra on Shabbos or on Yontif? There's also the question of, I don't believe it. Who is going to be Meir Einenu if you walk out early? There's also the question of the actual Tliyah of the Mashmeret is creating an Ohel, which is another problem.
It's
an Ohel Haroi, over the barrel. The other things that we need to take into consideration is the actual Tliyah of the Mashmeret is only a Hechsher for Ohel Nefesh. It could have been done before Yom Tov. Is a hechsher of ochel nefesh also a difference? Another thing that we have to consider is doing the sinun of the wine. Is that something that's necessary to do today? Could that have been done earlier? Is it the derech of borer? Is this not the derech of borer? All of these issues will be borered in this parak. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Tolin et HaMashmeret b'yom tov, you can even put down the mashmeret, which clearly could have been done before, but here is a Hechsher Ochel Nefesh. The same way Rebbe Eliezer said Lagabe Mila, you can do Hechsher Mila. So too by Yonta Vyoz, you can do Hechsherei Ochel Nefesh on Yonta. V'notnid l'tluya b'Shabbat, and if you had been told of the Mashmeret before Shabbat, so you don't have the problem of Ohel Arai, you can pour the wine through it on Shabbat. So clearly he holds it's not the Derech Bora for some reason. Since you're making an ohel, which could have been done before Yanta, if it's not Dovi Yanta, the inot inotluya b'Shabbat, aval notnin letluya b'Yom Tov, it is mutter to be misanin your wine on Yanta. Why would be that? If it could be done before, I thought things that aren't necessary wouldn't be Dovi. Even Yantas will have to figure out what the sheet of the Rabbanan is. So we've raise the issues, and on Motzai Shabbos we'll raise the ante. So what is the time? I found that 9 o'clock gave us a little bit too much time last weekend. You like 9 o'clock, huh?
Work for me.
Do 8:30.
8:30 or 9
works for me. Quarter to 9, so that everyone can be happy. Are you going away for some? No.